coming.
Oh, yes, Gary. Please remain seated.
Thank you. Chair, firstly, may I just say that I don't know whether it's a temporary blip or what, but it was incredibly difficult here to hear what the leader was saying. I don't know whether there's a problem with the microphones, but the sound quality is awful.
I have to admit, it's quite bad listening up here.
Do you wish me to continue, or do you wish me to stop while someone...
Right, continue, please.
Is it? Yes, sorry. Am I off? Oh, I'm sorry. Firstly, may I thank the Leader of the Council for acting so promptly to seek a statement by all group leaders. There are indications that unpleasant action is occurring within the tendering district. There's no getting away from it that the in some cases the vile propaganda that was used during the campaign.
Sorry, Councillor Culver, can I just stop you for a minute? Councillors, everybody is entitled to an opinion, and while people are shouting over each other, none of us can hear. Will you please let the councillor finish first?
Actually, Chair, if I may say so, I find that particularly sad, because whilst we are in denial that this is happening, it's going to take longer to fix. And those who have caused the problem really have got more of a responsibility to acknowledge that. There's no point in denying it. I have a resident in my own ward who I have spoken to, who is an EU national, but was living here before Britain joined the EU, who has been told to go home in Dover Court High Street, and not in so pleasant words. So it is happening. And we all need to take responsibility for that, especially those who have caused it. So shouting rubbish will get us nowhere. So may I thank the leader for the prompt action, and may I ask that all group leaders sign up to this. It's a very important first step. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Broderick.
I was just going to mention the sound, the echo, that was all. Yes, I mentioned about the sound, that was all, it's very bad. Having said that, my husband and I, in 1972, before we joined even the common market, had no trouble at all going to work in Amsterdam, Spain, Germany and Paris. We bought 5 staff with us. And all we had to do was deposit our fare back to this country if we misbehaved. We've got to calm people down and let them know that we can still go and work wherever we want. And people can come here and work. The difference is we choose who comes here. Thank you.
Can I please remind councillors that it is questions? Sorry, Councillor Parsons.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I just wanted to give assurances to members of the Chamber that I'm not going to say anything that will cause any undue concern.
Can I just ask if this is a question?
It is indeed a question.
Thank you.
Would the Leader of the Council agree with me that whilst obviously the national campaigns did tend to err on the side of being slightly discourteous and inappropriate on occasions, that the local campaign here in Tendring, certainly from what I saw, was very, very amicable, very polite and respectful, and would like to ask that we commend and praise that on both sides of both Leave and Remain. Thank you.
Councillor Bray.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, this will be a question. Firstly, as a UKIP councillor, I would like to confirm that I absolutely agree with Councillor Culver. If there are such issues going on in tendering, then they shouldn't be, and we should do all we can to stop them. I'm not aware of any, but if they are happening, I don't believe any of my group would condone them. That's the first point. I would just backtrack to the point that there was a 52% vote, and I'd ask the Leader of the Council if he would agree with me that 52% in a democracy is a victory, in the same way as 39% was a victory when it installed the current Conservative government. Does the Leader of the Council agree with me that 39% that installed the current government was accepted, and therefore the 52% should be? And would he encourage his leaders and those above him to get on with the job, get us back to some kind of certainty, and stop all the problems and the discalm that's going on?
Councillor Talbot.
Question to the Leader, because it was extremely difficult, as others have said, to actually hear what was being said. Did I understand you correctly, Leader, that what you were attempting to do was to remind everybody of their general responsibilities as citizens and not to use in any way the result of the recent referendum to find excuses for some forms of racial abuse and discrimination? I understood that's what I think you were saying, and I admire your effort in doing that as quickly as possible. I'm not aware, personally, of any discrimination of that sort. I have friends from among various races, and where I came from, I do believe, is the borough that now has more than 50% of its population come from abroad. But I think it's right to, as they say, nip this in the bud, before there's any suggestion that, far from it being done by perhaps one or two serious people somewhere, it can become a vogue for yobs to use as an excuse to go round creating mayhem. So I hope I understood you correctly, and perhaps you would confirm that I'm repeating and supporting what you actually said.
Councillor Guglielmi.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yes, I would like to ask the Leader that this statement signed by all group leaders to be done as a matter of priority, something that should be done sooner rather than later, and also to suggest maybe we work with the Essex Police to understand if there's been any reported crimes by individuals. And in my role of corporate enforcement position, I would very much like to be involved in that if there is any input that can be done, and collating the figures of any reported crimes to do with xenophobia or racism or such like, that would strengthen our argument and to work together with the police involved.